Esto es el podcast de Jesse Cervantes en vivo. La entrevista con Jesse Cervantes en vivo.
Messenger. But you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the
sun when it starts to snow. Michael David Rosenberg, mejor conocido como Passenger, cantante y compositor británico amante del folk rock.
Su estilo y talento al componer canciones lo han consolidado como uno de los mejores músicos británicos, ganándose un lugar en las listas musicales de popularidad a nivel mundial.
Por su frescura y perseverancia, ha permanecido dentro del medio artístico escalando hacia la cima del éxito.
Hoy en Jesse Cervantes en vivo, aquí en EXA, llega Passenger a un programa especial en el que hemos invitado a sus más grandes fans para deleitarse con su gran música.
Estamos en XFM y me da muchísimo gusto tener a una de las estrellas más grandes que tiene el mundo de la música aquí en México. Recién tocó el fin de semana en el Plaza Condesa y ahora está aquí el programa. Tenemos fans, va a cantar para las fans y además pues es un placer tener acá porque es un tipazo, es una gran persona. Está con nosotros Passenger esta mañana. Passenger, ¿cómo estás?
Very, very good. Thank you so much for having me.
Oye, yo estuve viendo entrevistas que te hicieron alrededor del mundo para poder platicar contigo y vi que eras muy serio y yo venía como nervioso porque dije, tengo que hacer algo para que él esté un poco más animoso, pero no, algo pasaba en esas entrevistas porque no eres tan serio.
No, I think because of the songs that I write, sometimes people think I'm very sad and very serious. No, I think it's important to be fun and enjoy all of life as well. Yeah.
Me pasa algo chistoso. Y es que mucha gente cuando escucha Passenger se imagina una banda en el escenario. Después leí por qué es Passenger y a mí me gustaría que tú le dijeras al público que nos está escuchando en la radio, que nos está viendo en televisión, por qué Passenger, que es el nombre de una banda y es solo una persona.
Yeah, it's so confusing. Passenger was a band many years ago. It started as a band, but for a few reasons, it didn't quite work out, and I started playing on my own. But I kept the name. I've always loved the name, and I think it works. I think because I travel all the time, and because of the way I write, I think the name Passenger works really well with my music. Yeah.
Sí, nos confunde un poco, ya que la banda empezó así como una banda, pero después se disolvieron y él prefirió quedarse con el nombre, ya que el nombre le gusta mucho.
Tocas por todo el mundo. Y vienes de un país en donde la música prácticamente surgió. Es la cuna del rock, la cuna de las baladas, que es Inglaterra. De ahí están las grandes estrellas, las grandes canciones. Y tú hoy, con tu música, estás recorriendo el mundo. ¿Cómo te sientes al respecto?
It's amazing. You know, I played on the street for many years. And I never thought that my music would go around the world. I never thought that I'd be able to come to Latin America, you know, for example. And play to thousands of people every night. You know, it's a fantastic feeling coming from such a small place and ending up doing these wonderful concerts. Yeah, it's incredible.
Él empezó tocando en la calle, que nunca se imaginó estar viajando, muchísimo menos en América Latina, pero que ahora es un sentimiento increíble el poder estar aquí en frente de tanta gente.
¿Cuál fue la primera vez que tocaste? ¿En qué calle tocaste? ¿O cómo fue? Platícanos. ¿Cómo fue eso de llegar con una guitarra y tocar afuera de un metro o afuera de un restaurante? ¿O es un lugar donde tocan? ¿Es una calle en Londres o en no sé dónde, donde toquen regularmente los artistas? ¿Cuál fue esa primera vez?
Yeah, you know, I started playing in the street because I didn't have a record label, I didn't have any money, I didn't have a way of getting my music on the radio or on television or whatever. So I thought, okay, I just go and play to people who want to listen. So I started in my hometown in Brighton in England, and I loved it. I loved it so much. I played for 2 days and I thought, this is fantastic. So I started traveling around England, had a wonderful few months traveling around England and Scotland and Ireland. Started getting cold in England, so I thought, where can I go that will understand this music? So I ended up going to Australia for 6 months. And then, yeah, for 5 years, went from Europe in the summer to Australia in the summer, Europe, Australia, and slowly just building a fan base. Yeah.
La primera calle donde él empezó a cantar fue en su ciudad natal. Ahí fue donde él comenzó y después se comenzó a mover ya que vio que le gustaba mucho. No tenía ningún tipo de marca, no tenía disquera, no tenía dinero para grabar. Entonces ya fue que empezó a moverse y nos cuenta de que por el clima estaba muy frío, se empezó a mover a Australia. Así es que empezó en Australia, Inglaterra, Australia, Inglaterra.
¿Quién fue la primera persona que te descubre? O sea, que dice, a ver, no, toca increíble, vamos a grabar. ¿Y fue en Australia, fue en Londres, en Inglaterra? ¿Dónde fue y quién fue?
I don't know. I don't know if there was one moment and one person, you know. I think it was slow and gradual. But I have to say, I'm very lucky because I'm friends with Ed Sheeran and have been friends for many years with Ed. So when he started getting very popular, he took me on tour with him and I was his opening act, which was amazing. It just meant that instead of playing to a few people on the street, I was playing to thousands of people every night, and that was incredible. Yeah.
No piensa si hay un momento específico, una persona específica, pero que es amigo de Ed Sheeran y le hizo el favor de abrirle los conciertos y que bueno, pasó de cantar para cierto número de personas a hacer para miles y pues le encanta hacerlo.
Vamos a escucharte, ¿te parece?
Yeah, please. Of course. I'm going to start with my new single. It's called Survivors. I hope you enjoy it. Just a game. No one ever tells you how to play. Different people go different ways. Some of them will leave you, but some of them will stay. Well, our hearts keep drumming, the years keep coming quicker than they've ever been. You're sick of the same thing, it's quicker than changing, too late to begin. Well, everybody's running, you don't know why, time is running thin. Everybody's looking for somebody to love, but we're scared to let them in. And I say, oh, oh. Are there any survivors? Am I here alone? I say, oh, oh. Are there any survivors? Am I here alone? Am I on my own? Oh, and love, it comes and goes. Tells you how to learn to let go. And different people, they walk different roads. Well, some of them will hurt you, but some of them won't. Well, the bridge is burning and the wheel keeps turning quicker than it did before. Your heart screams yes, head says no, and you're never really sure. Well, everybody's running, you don't know why. Time is running short. Everybody's looking for a place to hide, so there's no one left at all. And I say, oh, oh. Are there any survivors? Am I here alone? I say, oh, oh. Are there any survivors? Am I here alone? Am I here alone? Oh, oh. Am I here alone? Oh, oh. Hey.
And I say, oh, oh. Are there any survivors? Am I here alone? I say, oh, oh. Are there any survivors? Am I here alone? Am I on my own?
Bien, estamos de regreso. Increíble la manera de cantar. Estaba yo platicando ahora que te escuchaba y pareciera que es una misma persona la guitarra y tú. Parecía que son uno mismo, que no hay separación, que nacieran, que hubieran nacido juntos.
Yeah, it's like another arm or something like that. Yeah, I've been playing since I was 6 years old. You know, I started playing classical music when I was very small, and I can't think about life without guitar now. It's part of who I am, I think, yeah.
Sí, claro. La guitarra es como si fuera su otro brazo. Empezó a tocar desde que tenía 6 años. Empezó con música clásica. Así es que sí, la guitarra es parte de.
Hoy hay muchos chicos que te ven por el mundo. De aquí vas a España, vas a Madrid, luego vas a Barcelona. De muchos idiomas que quieren ser como tú y que usan las redes sociales para que los vean, para que los escuchen. ¿Qué consejo le daría Passenger a todos estos chicos que están ahí? A lo mejor no tocando en la calle, pero sí en las redes, en su Twitter, en su Instagram, mostrándose. ¿Qué consejo le darías?
I think my only advice ever is to try not to sound like anybody else. Try to be true to yourself. Try to sound like yourself. And also, just to work as hard as you can. You know, I think some people think musicians are lazy. And successful musicians are not lazy. They work very hard. So I think it's a mixture of working very, very hard and working on being really unique and original.
El mejor consejo que les puede dar es ser quien eres, ser auténtico y trabajar duro. Que aunque mucha gente piensa que los músicos son flojos, no son flojos, trabajan mucho.
Vamos a aprovechar que hay fans para que te hagan una pregunta, ¿te parece?
Okay.
If you have to choose just one song, because some people think that your songs are like kind of sad, but I think that they are not.
Yeah.
For your happiest song, which one is your favorite? For me, it will be Anywhere. That's my favorite. But for you,
I think that was the song that jumped into my head. I think it's funny because I find it very easy to write down songs, sad songs, like emotional songs. But actually writing a happy song that isn't cheesy and isn't like annoying is quite difficult for me. So Anywhere, I'm very proud of that song. I think it's really sweet. It's really happy. It's really up. And for me, it wasn't easy necessarily. So yeah, I think Anywhere is the song.
Le preguntaba cuál de todas sus canciones felices sería la que él escogería y me comenta que sería Anywhere, porque la canción se le hizo un poco complicada de escribirla, pero le gusta, cree que es una canción linda, una canción musical y pues de sus favoritos.
¿Cómo te llamas?
Paulina. What's your opinion about Mexico? Because we love you so much here and I want to know what's your opinion about our country.
I'm not just saying this, I really love Mexico. Okay. My sister lived in Mexico many years ago. Oh. She lived in Guadalajara. Oh. So I came to visit her and had the most, I was like 18, 19, something like that. And I'd never been to Latin America before and it blew my mind. Like the people, the food, the weather, everything about it was so refreshing. It's so different to England. So I'll never forget that trip. And it really inspired me to see more of the world. And so I have a lot to thank Mexico for. I came and played here a few years ago. It was a fantastic gig. I've been on holiday here since and had a lovely time. So truly, I'm so grateful to have such a cool fan base here in Mexico.
Le gusta México, que aquí ha estado en algunas vacaciones, en algunos momentos, entonces que sí le gusta México. Y bueno, su hermana también vivió aquí por una temporada y nos comenta que le gusta mucho. En Guadalajara, sí.
Ah, pues increíble, muy bien. ¿Cómo te llamas?
Natalia.
Natalia, bienvenida.
How was your first concert here in Mexico?
I just remember it being very loud and passionate. Lots of singing, lots of clapping, lots of... and that's amazing, you know, because we play all over the world. We go to so many different countries. And it's always different. Every culture is different. The way they listen to music is so different. And so I've only played in Mexico once, but for me it was so passionate and I loved it. I remember really enjoying it.
¿Cómo fue su primer concierto en México y qué espera? Y nos dice que lo que más recuerda es que somos muy apasionados, mucha gente gritando, mucha gente aplaudiendo y pues qué es lo que espera. Ahora lo mismo, muchos gritos.
Gracias por estar acá, gracias por venir a México. Espero poderte tener en muchas más ocasiones en la estación y te dejamos con tu música, ¿te parece?
Fantastic, thank you for having me. Thank you.
Y lo dejamos, vamos con Passenger, la música.
Hello, this is Passenger, you are listening to Exa FM.
Sometimes I feel I'm going nowhere. Sometimes I'm sure I never will. She said it's 'cause I'm always moving. I never notice 'cause I never stand still. Sometimes I feel like I'm falling, falling fast and falling free. Said, my darling, you don't fall in. Always look like you're flying to me. But I fear I've grown a rolling stone inside of me. She said, oh, don't you know, the rolling stones stop at the sea. That's where I'll be. Sometimes I'm sure I know no one, a thousand faces but no names. Said, my love, you do know someone. Yes, and I know you back just the same. But I'm scared, I said, what if this stone don't slow down? Ah, just be aware, she said, for what goes up will come down. And when you do, I'll be around. When I've dragged this rolling stone across this land, I'll make sure I leave this stone in her hand. For we both know too well, the rolling stones turn into sand. If they don't find a place to stand.
You guys remember this song, yeah? Okay.
Where you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. No, you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hit the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. When you let her go. Staring at the bottom of your glass, hoping one day you'll make a dream last. Dreams come slow and go so fast. You see it when you close your eyes. Maybe one day you'll understand why. Everything you touch surely dies. But you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hit the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. You staring at the ceiling in the dark. Same old empty feeling in your heart. Love comes slow and goes so fast. Well, you see it when you fall asleep. Never to touch and never to keep, cause you loved her too much. Dive too deep. Cause you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. So let her go. Oh, oh. Let her go. Oh. Just let her go. You only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hit the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go. Muchas gracias. Thank you so much.
Escucha a Jesse Cervantes de lunes a viernes de 6 a 10 de la mañana por Exa FM.